Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the refugee crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation and has called on the European Union to take charge of refugee processing centers. A UNHCR spokesperson, Melissa Fleming.
Every single country needs to do its part, and those countries that are not in the position to handle these large numbers and coming in, they deserve to be urgently and massively helped.
Refugee crisis led the agenda at an informal meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg Friday. Meantime, the Hungarian parliament passed new laws to stem the inflow of migrants. About a dozen migrants escaped Friday from a camp near the Hungarian border with Serbia, and as many as 300 others tried to leave the camp to continue their journey to Western Europe. Escapees were later detained by riot police on the highway. President Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against the Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama also assured the visiting King Salman the nuclear agreement with Iran prevents Tehran from attaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites, which were of concern to the Saudis. United Nations World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan and do so by the end of the month unless nearly $10 million in funding is found. Service is especially crucial in Sudan, where vast distances, insecurity, and poor roads make it virtually impossible to reach the people by car. This is VOA News.